The 60,000-seat National Sports Stadium has been packed with people cheering, singing, and dancing. This is Zimbabwe's first Independence Day with new leader Emmerson Mnangagwa and under a new political landscape. The theme of this year's celebrations is Zimbabwe at 38, socio-economic restoration and international re-engagement, feeding into the new government's commitment to getting the country back on track. In his keynote speech delivered at the event, Mnangagwa said 38 years after independence, Zimbabweans are embarking on a new journey of nation building.
Our 38 years of independence have not been without challenges. Mistakes have been made. Opportunities have been missed. In recent years, progress has not been as smooth as we would have liked. But today, 38 years after, we declared our independence. And 5 months into our new Zimbabwe, we say, congratulations, Zimbabwe. God bless Zimbabwe.
Mnangagwa said change will not come overnight, but he believes the nation will rise again with all Zimbabweans working together and moving forward.
I call on all Zimbabweans at home and abroad to proudly celebrate the past and boldly stride forward, arm in arm, towards a brighter future.
Mnangagwa also spoke of his recent state visit to China, paying tribute to China's support in helping Zimbabwe revive its economy and boost development. He suggests getting on board the Belt and Road Initiative unlocks tremendous potential for the country.
Significant too is the convergence stemming out of China's Belt and Road Initiative, which resonates with our vision for greater global trade. Embedded in our own heritage dating back to the Muntapa Empire. This convergence offers us a window of unlimited opportunities as we grow and develop our economy.
Local people participating in the celebrations are optimistic that the country has indeed entered a new era.
It was something unique, it's something different for the past, different the environment, the people that have given the speech.
It was not more politics, it was more people.
The celebrations at the China Belt venue has also seen the attendance of many opposition leaders, including Nelson Chamisa, leader of the main opposition party, Movement for Democratic Change. For CRI, I'm Gao Junyang, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.